It's a beautiful spring day, and I've got some spring fever, and I'm out in the garden just to see what's going on, and what's happening is lots and lots of flowers and lots of creatures to partake of those flowers, myself included. But in particular today, it's the gazanias that are catching my attention. Now, I've loved gazanias for many years, ever since I first encountered them on a dry hillside where they reseeded themselves and charmed me with their magnificent blooms. And they are magnificent. I mean, really rich colors. And some have amazing patterns in those flowers. Now, there's two basic types. There's Gazania rigens, which is the ground cover, spreads to maybe 3 feet. The clumping gazania, which might reach 12 to 16 inches around, maybe a foot tall, 10 to 12 inches. And the spreading one is mostly a spring bloomer, really rich colors, usually oranges and yellows or a combination of the two. Here's one that has little black dots on the inside of those petals. They're daisy-like flowers. The ground cover has flowers like maybe 2 inches across, 2.5, but the clumping ones, and this is why I prefer them, the flowers are bigger and often bolder. I'm looking at one now called Yellow Flame. And Yellow Flame has a rich yellow petal, but in the center third, is this rusty red stripe that as it gets near the base of that petal, it turns into this really incredible dark red. But below that, each petal has a little fleck, more than a fleck, a little spot of brown, maybe a quarter inch across. And so it makes this brown ring around the yellow florets, the basal flowers, the center of that daisy-like flower, that gazania flower. And those are the ones that do all the work. And in fact, here's a bee doing his job, and he's probably been off visiting other gazanias. And when that happens, well, cross-pollination can occur. And after they've been pollinated, they will produce a seed mass similar to like a dandelion, and it gets caught in the wind unless I come by and grab it myself and plant it where I want them. And once they're in the ground, they require almost no care, just this beautiful flower show. Now, they're fairly drought tolerant once established. I did this last fall. And the reason I did it last fall and on into the winter, I think I finished about January. In fact, I went a little bit crazy. I bought like 7 flats, maybe 100 plants, and spread them all over my backyard. But the reason I did it in the fall is so that they'd have a chance to spread their roots out. When they start, they don't have much root system at all. And, you know, the first summer in Vegas is rough on all of us. So I wanted to give it a chance to establish that root system, spread them out before it gets hit with the summer heat. And they need sun. They need some sun, filtered sun, half-day sun, at least a good shot of sun. Because if they're in shade, they won't bloom. And in fact, the ones that are blooming, if we have one of those rare, really overcast days, those flowers won't open. They want the sun to open. And then, nothing. No work. Just beautiful. Just breathtakingly beautiful. And these gazanias, hopefully, will be part of my garden for many years to come. Them and all their little babies. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener. Thank you.